Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. How do we take care of ourselves? How do we take care of mom and dad? For 18 years, right here on KFBK, doing this show, been doing this for over 25 years now. Glad to have you with us. This is my last radio show at this time on KFBK. I'm still going to be on. I'll give you that information in a little bit, but it's going to be completely different. You're probably going to want a pencil and paper. And I had a whole bunch of stuff to talk about today, but I'm going to talk about those things which over the last 25 years and 18 years right here on KFBK every Sunday morning have been important to me. So let me do something a little different here, if you'll bear with me for a minute. This is my list of stuff that I was going to go through with you today. One of them is nursing home workers have been posting abusive photos of the elderly on social media. Here's another one with the new VA transfer rules that will keep most vets from getting any kind of help. Here's another one on junk bonds, which a lot of seniors invest in because they're sometimes called high yield bonds. Here's another one where we're going to spend $1 billion. This says 700 million widening Business 80. While we don't have any water storage and we can't help the poor and the disabled in California. Here's another one from a phony nonprofit telling people to sue nursing homes and caregivers. Here's another one that is an assemblyman who's quitting to go to work for a pharmaceutical lobbying firm at the same time that there's going to be a bill to limit the amount of money that pharmaceutical firms can charge for under Medicare and Medi-Cal for drugs. Here's another one entitled Bad Paper Haunts Vets After Leaving the Military. And here's another one, How Bureaucracy Hinders Help for Disabled Children. Those were my subjects for today, my possible subjects. And I'm going to leave them all behind, because I want to talk a little bit today about what 18 years on this radio show at this time has meant. Now, I'm not going off the air completely, so keep your pencil and paper out. And I'm going to give you some information how you can continue to listen to this show. This is your last chance to call in with questions. 921-1530 is the number here in the studio, right here in Sacramento. Or if you're outside the Sacramento area, 800-834-1530. What this show has been about for 18 years, despite all the turmoil, all the abuse, all of the nasty letters, all of the organizations who have tried to get this show off the air over the years, all of the people who have been opposed to this show, because let me tell you folks, there is a large industry, nonprofits and others. Be very careful before you give to any nonprofit that says it's going to help seniors. If you want to go to a real nonprofit that's trying to help seniors, go to caseniors.org and send them a donation. Again, that's caseniors.org and send them a donation. But be leery of any other organization that purports to be advocating for seniors or trying to help seniors. Most of them make all of their money suing people. But what this show has been dedicated to for 18 years, and it was what I'm going to continue to do as long as I can draw breath, is let people know that there is help available for those of us, for those of you who are dealing with a failing adult loved one. Either because of just old age or frailty or Parkinson's or MS or dementia or the effects of severe diabetes or all of the other things, falls, that cause people to need some form of long-term care. I wish I could put my open files in front of you right now, and if I could read them to you, about what people are dealing with, from traumatic brain injury to a mom and dad who both went to a rehab facility thinking they were going to come home and now are going to be in nursing homes the rest of their lives, to people who are dealing with a spouse with a debilitating illness that all of a sudden realize that they can't take care of them anymore, to disabled people, to disabled adults, to people with dementia, to folks who are struggling with, I had someone call me yesterday who was thrown out of a nursing home because they were told their Medicare days were up, and yet their parent needs 24-hour-a-day care, and there's nobody to give them 24-hour-a-day care, and nobody told them that they could stay in the nursing home, and nobody told them about Medi-Cal, and nobody told them what their rights were about discharge, and nobody did any of that. And that's what my phone rings about every day, and what this show has been doing for 18 years, and what I've been doing now for more than 25 years. It's important that you let people know who are struggling with this, who are going through unbelievable hell as a result of a failing loved one, that there's help available. And there's help available from folks who really know what they're doing. I know all of the people in California who really know what they're doing, and I know those people in California who claim to know what they're doing, but in fact do not. I know attorneys who profess to be estate planning attorneys who have told people that they have to get a divorce. I know other people that have done all kinds of things and prepared all kinds of stuff that doesn't work. I know people running around right now doing VA seminars claiming to be nonprofits that in fact are not. I know accredited attorneys who do VA work, who do amazing VA work, that spend half their time trying to undo what other people have tried to do for people or said that they were going to do for people. The rules are complex, they're convoluted, they're hidden on purpose. We have bureaucracies that don't care. I had to remind someone in a Medi-Cal office last week who was fooling around with a case and fooling around and not returning phone calls that at the end of this case was an 80-year-old man with an 80-year-old wife in a nursing home on a ventilator who was paying $35,000 a month. That this just wasn't about paperwork and approval and them doing their job. That at the end of the day, there are real people with real problems and real hurt and real guilt. I sat in my office the other day with a spouse who sat there and wept and wept and wept because they realized that they had to put their spouse in a nursing home because they could no longer take care of them. There are real people at the end of all of this. And you need to know that there is real help. One of the things I've garnered in 25 years are the names of real people who are really good at what they do. I hear people advertise all the time that they don't charge for placement. Of course they charge for placement. They charge the facilities, and the facilities pay them, which raises the rates for everybody else in those facilities. There's nothing wrong with that, but people ought to really know what's going on and understand how people get paid. Nothing wrong with getting paid. Nothing wrong with making a commission. Nothing wrong with making a fee. But everybody needs to know what those are up front and whether that information is correct and how long somebody's been doing it. At the end of the day, everything I've talked about for 18 years, at the end of the day, it's all about people who are in crisis and dealing with a loved one who's failing. We're going to take a little break for a commercial. Be back in a second. And I want to talk to you about how you can continue to follow this show and follow what I do, and be involved in this important work. Don't go away. Be right back. Welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. You know, I didn't take the time at the beginning of the hour because I wanted to talk to you. So I have to get all of this stuff out now. And I have to get all this stuff out because if not, people get mad at me. Agencies get mad at me, organizations, competitors, everybody gets mad at me. So say it along with me for the last time here. Hi, my name is Bob Scrivano. I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, not me. Everything we talk about here is my opinion and should not be taken as legal or tax advice. I have a California insurance license, legal document assistant license. I'm a notary and I cannot snake your drain. So there. Oh, and I'm not securities licensed. I don't know. There's probably something else. I want to talk about how you can continue to follow this show. And you'll probably want a piece of paper and pencil for this to write it down. First of all, remember, how do you get in touch with me? You can always reach me in several different ways. The simplest, easiest way is my phone number, 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800, that's toll free, 999-8007. You can always call me, leave me a message, I'll return your call. I'm very good about returning calls. You can also reach me through my website. My website is very simple. Assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, and, aging, A-G-I-N-G, assetsandaging.com. Write it down. Don't forget it. You can also email me by going to my website, assetsandaging.com, and scrolling down and sending me an email. As I do next year's workshops, which I will announce on my website, you will be able to sign up for them there. You can also listen to this radio show. Wait a minute, Bob. I'm confused. Well, first of all, I archive my radio shows. And secondly, I am going to continue to be on KFBK from 4 to 5 in the morning on Sundays. And you're saying to yourself, what are you? What kind of joke is this, Bob? We're not getting up at 4 o'clock to listen to you. Some of you actually are up at 4 o'clock. I've already had people say, hey, I'm up at 4 o'clock. I'm glad. But that show will be recorded and will then be posted on my website. So you will be able to continue to listen to me every week at your leisure by going to my webpage, assetsandaging.com, and scrolling down and listening to not only my radio show, but my podcasts, which are also archived, which I do every Wednesday live at noon. And you can listen to my podcast live every Wednesday at noon. In 2 months now, we have had approximately 1,000 listens. And the neat thing about my podcast is if you can't listen at noon, you can listen to it anytime on any computer, on your iPhone, on your iPad, on your Surface, on your laptop, on anything where you can get an internet connection, all by going to my webpage. If you have questions, you can email me and ask me questions and get them asked and answered. You can do all of that stuff by going to assetsandaging.com. So you will actually be able to continue to listen to this show either live every Sunday at 4 in the morning. I won't be up because it will be pre-recorded. Or you can listen to it during the week on my webpage. In addition, if there are subjects that you would like discussed, because I always have stuff I can talk about. But one of the neat things about this show is I've always tried to talk about what people want to talk about. If there is subject matter relating to elders and seniors and frailty and and those kinds of things, pardon me, that you would like me to talk about, just send me an email and I can either talk about it on my radio show or on my podcast. Remember, my podcasts every Wednesday are limited to one subject. Just they're 15 minutes long. They're limited to one topic. And then, pardon me, the last way you can keep in touch, and this is going to be important, is you can sign up for my email newsletter. It's simple. You go to my website, assetsandaging.com, and you scroll down the page, and there's a place there for you to sign up for my newsletter. It's free. You can sign up there. Next year, I'm going to have a premium service that will allow you to do all kinds of magical things. And that will all be announced through my newsletter. When there are changes in rules and regulations, that will be announced through my newsletter. So if you do not get my newsletter, go to my webpage and sign up for it, or you can email me directly at bob@assetsandaging.com. I'm sorry it's not mailed out. It's just I don't have the staff to do that, folks. I am my own staff. So it's email only. And if you don't have an email, then have it sent to your son or your daughter, and they can print it out and give it to you to read. Or your grandchild. They all know how to use a computer. But get on my email news list. It's going to be one of the fastest, most current ways you're going to be able to stay in touch and learn about what's going on. There's some big changes coming to vets. There's all kinds of stuff coming. Just finished reading an article today on vets coming out of the Middle East who are going to lose their right to file disability claims in certain cases if they're not filed within a year of discharge. There's all kinds of stuff happening, and you need to be aware of it. So continue to listen to my radio show, continue to listen to my podcast, continue to contact me via email, continue to come to my workshops, look for some major ads in the Sacramento Bee starting next Sunday about my upcoming workshops. I'm not going away. This is the last time for this show, but you're still going to have a chance to stay current, stay up to date. Follow my Twitter account. One of my goals this year, my Twitter handle is at Assets and Aging, and you can always go to Twitter and follow me there. And I'm going to do a much better job. One of my New Year's resolutions is to do a much better job on my newsletters and on my Twitter account of keeping you informed on an updated basis. Because I'm telling you, folks, there's more stuff coming. And as they used to say, there ain't none of it good. And I know that English isn't correct. It's said for effect. So, website, assetsandaging.com. My podcasts every Wednesday at noon, my newsletter, all of which you can get by going to my website. And again, remember, this show will continue at 4 in the morning on KFBK every Sunday, but will be available to you immediately, if not sooner, via my website and the archives. You can scroll down and you will be able to continue to listen to my show every week, and past shows also at your convenience. So when you're sitting around reading the paper in the morning, you can turn on your iPhone and your computer or your iPad or whatever device you have, and you can listen to the radio show or the podcast. And again, don't forget, you can always email me or always call me if you have questions or you need information, or you've had an emergency arrive, or there's a struggle going on in your life. 800-999-8007. That number's not going to change. 800-999-8007. And before we have to take our bottom of the hour break, make yourself a New Year's resolution that you will be honest with yourself about that person in your life who is beginning to fade, who is beginning to fail, who is beginning to need help, who is not going to get better than they are today. And then be honest about what your plans are for dealing with that. And then give me a call. And together, let's figure it out, develop a plan, and make sense out of what's going on in your life as you age. I'll be back right after the break. Stick around right here on Assets and Aging, 800-999-8007. Welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. Upcoming workshop on January the 9th. If you want more information, you can go to my website and look at that. Also, you'll be able to see my ads starting next Sunday in the Sacramento Bee. Again, don't forget this show, even though ending today at this time, you will still be able to listen. I will be on from 4 until 5 every Sunday morning, pre-recorded, and that show will be put up on my webpage, available to you to listen to at your leisure. Also, don't forget my podcast every Wednesday at noon and my email newsletter, which you must sign up for. You can sign up for that. It is email only by going to my website, assetsandaging.com. Or you can email me directly at bob@assetsandaging.com, and I'll get you signed up. If you need to see me, if you're dealing with a family crisis, call me today. Don't wait until tomorrow. It won't be less of a crisis tomorrow. 800-999-8007. If you're dealing with a family member, a loved one that's beginning to fail, and you've been told there's no help, or you've been told they can't stay at the nursing home, or you've been told all kinds of things. If you've been told they can only stay 20 days, if you've been told... By the way, if you want to look up a court case that's interesting for all of you to know, one of these days I'll devote a newsletter to it. It's called Jimmo, J-I-M-M-O versus Sebelius. Look it up sometime for those of you that have heard about the 20-day rule and all of that kind of stuff. I want to spend some time for the next couple minutes talking about something that is near and dear to my heart. And that is the amount of misinformation that our government puts out about the elderly and the poor and what wonderful job they're doing for them and the disabled. All of you that got a raise this year from Social Security that are on a fixed income, raise your hand. Yet the California State Senate raised salaries for their employees, just the staff, by $2.4 million, just the California State Senate. Some of these are people making over $150,000 a year. So all you seniors out there who got nothing, remember that the California State Senate gave all of their staff people a $2.5 million raise for next year. Just keep that in mind. You make your own. Okay. Anyhow. And by the way, we don't have any money, but we're going to spend $700 million in today's dollars, and it won't be done for 10 years, which at 3% inflation, which means it's going to cost $1 billion fixing the curve in Business 80. Not that it shouldn't be done, but when we're talking about allocation of limited resources, anyhow. So in the Wall Street Journal, December 24th, by the way, it's the only newspaper on the planet that follows senior issues and disabled issues. So this is on page A3 of Thursday's Wall Street Journal. And the headline is, and I've been talking about this now, you've heard me talking about this for 2 to 3 years, because this was all mandated by Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act. It's called Dual Eligibles. And the title of this article is Elderly Poor Balk, B-A-L-K, Balk at New Care Plans. Enrollment in efforts to simplify coverage for dual Medicare, Medicaid recipients falling short. Let me just read you a couple things from this article. And this is why you should never attempt long-term care planning on your own. This is one of the reasons, okay? A federal experiment. Now, Now, you got to laugh, folks. So let's experiment on the old people and on the disabled. I couldn't make it up if I tried. I'm reading from the article on page A3 of this Thursday's, the 24th, Wall Street Journal. A federal experiment to curb health spending and improve care for disabled and elderly poor people is off to a rocky start. There's an understatement, because nobody in their right mind would want to be on this program. The struggles experienced by the pilot plans, which aim to streamline care, I'm reading, for people who qualify for both Medicare and Medicaid, or Medi-Cal, they're called dual eligibles. They're also sometimes called Medi-Medis. In California, we have over 800,000 Medi-Medis. States and the federal government spend roughly $300 billion a year treating the 10.7 million people on both Medicare and Medicaid. Again, dual eligibles. Now, these are really sick people. These are people generally with not a lot of money. These are people who need help, folks. This is not the millionaires on Medi-Cal or the wealthy or the 1% or all that other you-know-what that you've heard about. The number of Americans 65 and older living in poverty was 4.6 million in 2014, up nearly 30% from 2010. And you figure out who's been in control all those years. 13 states, including California, Ohio, and New York, reached agreements with CMS, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, under the 2010 federal health law to develop programs that would better care for these needy and expensive patients, blah, 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 blah. The programs typically enroll dual-eligible patients in one plan covering all of their care. The latest data show enrollment in 9 states where numbers are closely tracked, including California, which has the biggest duals program, stood at about 371,000. So only 371,000 new people signed up for this out of the millions that are qualified in California. And why is that? Well, let's go on and read some more. Tim Engelhart, who directs the CMS office coordinating the experiments, again, here we are experimenting on the disabled, seniors, and the vulnerable, said some, and maybe all of the states, would like to see higher enrollment, but overall results have been really positive. The program is on track to improve care at the same or reduced costs. I am here to tell you folks that that simply ain't true. And yes, I know I use the word ain't. Dual eligible patients are some of the most expensive on government insurance. Why is that? Because they're the sickest. That's why. The people who tend to be the most vulnerable and the sickest usually cost the most. The experimental programs generally require a social worker or nurse's health assessment of the patient. A social worker does not have to be licensed in medicine, folks. Coordinators then step in to help a patient figure out how to get care under a streamlined plan. So in other words, the patient doesn't pick their care plan. A coordinator picks their care plan. Despite such benefits, many on Medicare and Medicaid have been reluctant to change. Again, that's Medi-Cal. Some fear they may lose their network of doctors. It's not an empty fear, folks. They do, because they're forced into HMOs, and their doctor may not belong to that HMO. In addition, because Medicare and Medi-Cal pay doctors less money, many doctors will not cover their patient if they move. In other cases, doctors worry about a changing patient system have dissuaded patients from moving, regulators say. Enrollment has also suffered, as people with mental health issues can be hard for insurers to find due to homelessness and the fact that most psychologists and psychiatrists don't take Medicare or Medi-Cal. My point is, it's why this show is so important, because you're going to hear about this wonderful thing called dual eligibles and how it's nothing but sunshine and roses and lollipops. And I'm here to tell you it's not. And I'm here yet to tell you it's not the panacea that people think that it is. And this is where government health care is going for seniors and the disabled, and you need to stay informed. I have to take a little break, and then we're going to be back in just a second. I've got some more stuff to talk about and some ending thoughts as we end 18 years in this time, all right, here on KFBK. Don't go away. Be back in a second. Welcome back to Assets and Aging, our last 6 or 7 minutes here on KFBK. Again, make sure you understand and join me. I will continue at 4 o'clock in the morning on a pre-recorded show on KFBK that will be available live on my website every week. You can listen to my archives. You can listen to my podcast, which will continue every Wednesday. You can go to my website for all of this. You can email me. You can contact me at any time on my 800 number, 800-999-8007. And most importantly, you should be signed up for my newsletter. As things begin to change, as rules begin to change, especially some new VA stuff that's coming, I've talked about the new Medi-Cal recovery regulations. I talked about a friend of mine who was an elder law attorney in a probate last week where the state was suing the family to recover over $800,000 after a stay in a nursing home. If you don't believe any of that stuff's for real, it is for real. So if you want to stay informed, you're going to have lots of choices, but you need to stay informed. I want to take a minute to thank everybody that's listened to this show all these years. I wouldn't be in business. I wouldn't be doing this show if it wasn't for my clients, for the people that I love dearly, for the people who call me every week and tell me, or every day sometimes and tell me, or have sent me emails how much I helped their family and what a difference it made. For those of you that don't know where to turn, this is where to turn. This has been California's single best source for information on long-term care and Medi-Cal and nursing homes and all, and who pays and who doesn't pay and how do I protect everything and where can I go get good advice? And where can I get straightforward advice? Not someone who will beat around the bush and make me feel good, but tell me what's really happening here and where this is going. It has been my privilege to do this. I look forward to continuing to do it in a different format. Again, follow my website, follow my podcast, follow my newsletter, all of it available through my website, assetsandaging.com. If you don't have a computer, get one of your kids or grandkids to sign up for my newsletter and you can keep informed. Listen to my podcasts on your iPhone. Listen to whatever on your tablet or iPad. It's going to be more important than ever. Remember the words I just read. An experiment, a financial experiment on seniors and the disabled. If you don't think there's an all-out war going on and an attack on seniors and disabled, why? Because they're the single greatest cost factor in healthcare. Most of the money spent on healthcare is spent in the last 2 years of life. There is a large industry that has a vested interest in making sure you don't understand what's going on. There is a large industry that has a vested interest in making sure that pharmacies and pharmaceutical companies cannot use very, very helpful drugs in nursing homes because they make so much money off the lawsuits against nursing homes and against care facilities. And I wish I had time to go into it. And I wish I had, quite frankly, the nerve to go into it, because you'd have to name names. But staying informed is going to become one of the most important things that you'll ever do in your life. as my generation, I'm 70. I'm not going to get younger. I'm going to get older. My wife is going to get older. Our children are going to have to deal with us at some point. We need to keep them informed. They need to keep us informed. We need to keep each other informed. You need to get your family informed. I'm going to see someone tomorrow in their home because someone has been can't get out. And one of the things they said was, is it okay if the family's there? And my answer was not only yes, but absolutely yes. Families have to be involved. I know in some families there's dysfunction. Then you have to get those people who are willing to participate in the conversation together. You have to have a plan for doing this. You can't just wait until the crisis happens. You can't wait until the house is on fire to find out that your phone doesn't work and you can't call 911. You have to be aware of the fact that this is going on. Healthcare in America, I've talked about admission versus observation a million times. Do you know what those two words mean yet? If you don't, you better. Because it could cost you everything financially if you don't know the difference between those two words if you go to the hospital. Do you know what a memory unit really is? Did you know that that's really assisted living, not a nursing home, and that Medi-Cal doesn't pay for memory units? Did you know that? It's an important distinction. It doesn't make them good or bad, but you need to understand how the system works and how the system is changing. So for the last time, I'm going to give you my contact information. Use it. Get in. Stay informed. For those of you that took advantage of my end-of-the-year discount and gift, I know you have already received it in the mail and are thrilled and are happy and are well on your way to protecting what you've worked a lifetime for. You can always call me at 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. You can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, and there you can find my radio shows, my podcasts, how to sign up for my newsletter, how to send me an email, how to stay in touch. And don't forget, I will continue to be on KFBK every Sunday from 4 until 5. And if you're not up at that hour, you can then listen to it on my webpage. You can stay in touch. You can stay informed. Sign up for my newsletter. Write down my email address, bob@assetsandaging.com. You can always contact me there. It has been my privilege to be here for all of these years. I continue to hang around, stay in touch, and thank you to KFBK for their trust and faithfulness all these years. Look forward to seeing you next week right here on Assets and Aging. Different time, but I'll still be around. Bye-bye.